week is, what's the halacha about making ice on Shabbos, ice cubes, or freezing juice to make ices? So we find in the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos that there's an issa to crush ice in order to get its liquid. Taking ice and turning it from the solid ice into liquid by crushing it with your hands, that's usur. To take the ice and just put it somewhere where it will melt and the liquid will go le'ibud, will get lost, will go for nothing. So that will be mutzer. So if I want to melt something, I put it into the sink so it just should melt and the liquid will go down the drain, that's not a problem. Similarly, if I have a cup of water, a cup of soda, or a cup of any type of drink, and I want to put ice cubes into the cup and it's going to melt into the liquid, that's also not a problem, because since it's melting into the liquid, it's not nicker. You don't recognize the fact that it's going from a solid to a liquid because it's getting mixed with the liquid that's there. That's also mutter. There's a question in the Paiskim, if I take out ice cubes and I put it in the room just to melt, just to leave it in a bowl for it to melt. Some are makpid, if I take out ice cubes and I put it into a bowl and I want to put it onto the table, to put a little liquid in the bowl itself so that in case the ice cubes melt, it will melt into the liquid. Others are not makpid on that. And then the question is, that liquid that does melt from the ice cubes, is that mukso or not? Because there's another gzeri drabanan on mashkin shizavu, liquid that comes out. So those are the issues about melting ice. To take ice and put it by somewhere where it's hot, to put it next to the stove, that's called melting your biyadayim. That's like crushing it. So that would be asur. But what's the din about taking liquid and putting it into the freezer and making ice? This is already a question in the later Paiskim, if there is Issa or not. There are those that held that it's Asr. They bring Rayas from a Chistuma, that you're going from a Mashke to a Oichos, you're sort of Noilad, you're creating something over here. There are others that argued with that and said that there is no Issa. The general Psak is that if there's a Tzairach, if there's a need for it, it's very hot outside and I don't have ice cubes, or guests are walking in from far and they're going to be very hot and will need ice cubes. So then we'll be makel, as long as there's somewhat of a tzairach, we'll be makel to make the ice cubes. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a in-between knach. Rav Moshe says that making the ice cubes in order to cool off your drink, you never really had in mind that you wanted it as ice. You just want to really cool off your drink. You want it to melt into your drink to make it cool. So therefore, it never really became like a solid. So there'll be a difference if I'm making ice cubes or if I'm making popsicles where I want it as a ice. That's where the question will be. So again, in b'makom tzairich, where there's a need for it, the Shmir Shabbos uses a lashon of tzairich gadol, has to be a great need to it, others say just any need for it, then it'll be mutter to put the liquid in the freezer to freeze it, to use it on Shabbos.